The comprehensive plan has been in the works for about a year. At the last planning meeting, Liz Cabrera, Community and Economic Development Director, led the commission through comments regarding land uses and zoning issues in the plan.
And the area is on the map that's called Greater Downtown Petersburg, which is...
Without much discussion, the commission approved a land use map. The borough was formed in 2013, and this is the first land use map that addresses areas beyond the old city boundaries. The map also breaks down specific land uses in Service Area 1, the downtown area. It creates a historic area around Hammer Slough, and it prioritizes parts of Petersburg's waterfront for commercial and industrial use. Commissioners took up the issue of float houses in the plan. There are a few float houses north of Papke's near Falls Creek Cove. Resident Joni Johnson owns one of them and the land nearby. She asked the commission to include that in the comprehensive plan, which would make it okay with the state's Department of Natural Resources laws.
The state regulations that are currently in place, there is nowhere written in that you can have a residential float house adjacent to residential uplands. You can have commercial or otherwise.
Chairman Chris Fry said he was fine with supporting existing float houses.
I don't see any problem with putting that in there to allow for those at this time.
The Planning Commission agreed that they didn't want to encourage people to build more float houses near their property. Cabrera said that could be taken care of with appropriate language.
I think the way we'll craft it is specify the area and existing, both those things.
The Planning Commission discussed a public comment regarding air quality in the downtown area if more residents start using wood stoves. Commissioners didn't want to go there. They didn't think there could be an issue like there is in other communities such as Juneau. Here's Commissioner Dave Kensinger, followed by Chairman Fry.
I think this is more of a northern Alaskan issue, since we don't seem to have the issues of the air inversions here.
We don't have the air inversions here, number one. Number two, we have so much rain coming down.
Part of a natural scrubbing system.
A kind of natural scrubbing system, yeah, you're correct.
The commission did agree to put into the comprehensive plan meetings with an ad hoc fisheries committee every 3 to 4 years to keep the borough informed. Cabrera says it would be a continuation of a meeting the borough had a few years ago with the fishing group.
And came up with a list of recommendations on things that they thought would help keep the fleet here or add more boats here or be positive to the industry in Petersburg.
The Planning Commission also took up the issue of tiny houses. Tiny houses are what they imply. They are small, often around 200 square feet, and usually exist on a trailer, making them mobile. Advocates say they encourage minimalist, sustainable living. Borough building official Joe Bertagnoli said the borough has received several inquiries into whether or not tiny houses are allowed in Service Area 1. He said it's a growing trend nationally.
It's becoming big. I mean, economically wise, mobile wise, whether they be on trailers or whether they be on a permanent foundation, small homes are becoming very popular. Mm-hmm. And there's just really no specific place we can place them.
Bertagnoli asked the commission to consider, could they go in someone's backyard, or does it need to be in commercial or industrial zoning? The commission agreed to include the discussion item of tiny homes in the comprehensive plan, but said the details needed to be spelled out in future meetings and through the ordinance process. This isn't the last time the Planning Commission will weigh in on the comprehensive plan. The borough is scheduled to hold a public hearing on the plan March 7th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.